From VOA Learning English, welcome to As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Ana Mateo. Today, we hear about efforts by the African Union to stop the group known as the Lord's Resistance Army.
But first, we hear about the intense demand for food aid in areas of conflict. The United Nations World Food Program uses airplanes to bring food to those in need. Katie Weaver tells us about this service.
The World Food Program says the increasing number of conflicts in the first half of this year has created a huge demand for food aid. The WFP says it has had to use airplanes to transport 50 times more food this year than in the first half of last year. The planes drop food into areas that are difficult to reach by land. The group's air service is called UNHAS, the UN Humanitarian Air Service. UNHAS planes carry food to people who cannot be reached by roads or rivers. UNHAS has transported about 7,600 tons of food so far this year. The planes have also flown more than 1,000 tons of supplies and equipment to 21 countries for the WFP and other aid groups. More than 90% of the supplies were sent to just three countries, the Central African Republic, South Sudan, and Syria. Conflicts in these countries have displaced millions of people. The fighting has blocked many humanitarian groups from providing aid to many communities. Cesar Arroyo is the WFP's flight chief. He says conflict, a lack of passable roads, and heavy rain has forced groups to fly food to people in three areas in the northern part of South Sudan. He says more than 3 million people in South Sudan are in need of food. He says about half of them cannot be easily reached and need help immediately. Mr. Arroyo says it is about 6 to 8 times more costly to transport food and other supplies by air than by road. He says it costs $1 billion a year to use emergency transport planes to carry food and other supplies to areas of South Sudan. He says it costs $40 million to fly such aid to Syrians in need.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. We now turn to a conflict in the heart of Africa.
African Union officials say the AU is making progress in its fight against the Lord's Resistance Army. But officials say they need more money to carry out the campaign. Without more resources, they say, the AU's regional task force may need more time to stop LRA leader Joseph Kony and his army. Katie Weaver has more.
The Lord's Resistance Army was once known for seeking to overthrow the government of Uganda and its president, Yoweri Museveni. The LRA became famous for burning villages, kidnapping children, and displacing thousands of people. But a military officer says the formation of the regional task force weakened the guerrilla group. The task force has several bases in Uganda, South Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Central African Republic. All four countries offered troops for operations against the LRA. Lieutenant General Samuel Karuma talks about efforts to stop the group.
We've been reducing their strength. That is by killing some of them and capturing some of them, to the level of killing number two in the hierarchy of their leadership, and so many other top commanders, and some of the top commanders also have defected.
LRA guerrillas started operating in South Sudan after the group was forced out of Uganda. Observers believe the LRA is now split into five main groups and operates mainly in the CAR and the DRC. The group hides food and other supplies there. The task force countries promised a total of 5,000 soldiers, 2,000 from Uganda, and 1,000 from each of the other three countries. But a Ugandan commander says none of the countries has been able to provide the promised troops. Political unrest, violent conflict, and a lack of resources prevented countries from sending the troops needed to fight the LRA. The United States military is providing air support. The U.S. Africa Command, known as AFRICOM, also provides training. The African Union approved the task force, but did not provide an order or mandate for it. That means there is no financial support, and donors must provide everything needed. General Karuma says there are many issues because the LRA fighters are always on the move. The Joint Intelligence Operations Center collects and studies all information about the LRA. The center is based in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Agents gather intelligence from captured LRA fighters or from people who left the group. The LRA also released several women and children in August and September. AU officials say this is another sign the group is getting weaker. Intelligence experts think the LRA has between 300 and 500 fighters. They say the group continues to earn money from sales of elephant ivory in the DRC. They say the fighters move freely in areas with small populations. Troops from the affected countries rarely inspect those areas. I'm Katie Weaver.
That's our program for today. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo.
We recently received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015. To get your calendar, simply send an email to us at learningenglish@voanews.com or write to VOA Learning English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA.
Be sure to include your mailing address when you write. And tell us what radio station you are listening to and the time of the broadcast. So write to us today.